Chad Hasty Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. We go to the phones. Talk a little Texas and national political news. GOP political strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. You can also read them on Breitbart Texas, Austin American Statesman, and everywhere else. Matt Bukowiak is our guest. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey, thanks for coming on today. Let's start off talking a little bit about Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, and the Democrats, because there's been quite a few headlines about Elizabeth Warren, the progressive side, the more liberal side of the Democratic Party. They are becoming infatuated even more with her. I don't think Elizabeth Warren plays well nationally, but at least with that far left wing of the Democratic Party, she plays real well. Does that hurt Hillary Clinton in any way?
Sure. Even though Elizabeth Warren she's not going to run in 2016, I think, you know, she's really testing the waters right now. And I think that, that she does present a real challenge to Hillary. You know, if Hillary were to falter or to, you know, wait to announce or to have something arise that would make her think twice about running, I think Warren is positioned to get in very quickly. You saw in the last week or two, a group similar to the Ready for Hillary group that's essentially kind of taking the early steps to put a presidential campaign together is now launched for Elizabeth Warren. She gets, you know, good crowds, is raising money for Democratic candidates, and really speaks to the base of the Democratic Party in a way that Hillary doesn't. That said, Hillary still remains very strong. She's much stronger this time in a Democratic primary than she was last time. Based on all the polling we've seen, you know, Democrats are very enthusiastic about her. Whereas in the past, in 2008, primarily because of the Iraq war vote, there was more of a split. So, you know, look, I think that every day there's a, you know, slightly larger chance that Warren is looking very seriously at running. At the end of the day, I don't know that she will, but you got to remember she is 64 years old. Mm-hmm. And so if she doesn't run this time and Hillary wins, she'll never be able to probably be president.
Well, and you look at, I'm sure you've already seen the Politico story that they're pumping up on their website, the big poll that it doesn't look great for Hillary Clinton as far as her foreign policy, her time as Secretary of State. Not a lot of people are that impressed with her, and Politico says, and a potential warning sign for Clinton, independents gave her lukewarm marks by nearly 2-1 margin. 60% viewed her performance as fair or poor. So does that impact the view of Hillary Clinton maybe from the outside as, you know, she doesn't have all these great credentials?
Yeah, I think the world is going, I think it's undermining Hillary's strongest credential of being Secretary of State. And there's not much she can't impact Obama's foreign policy right now, and I think that his weak foreign policy and just sort of the unpredictability and danger that we face across the world is, again, really, I think, changing people's perception of her tenure as Secretary of State. And it's very hard to look at her record and point to a very tangible, significant accomplishment. She can talk about how many miles she flew, she can talk about representing the United States, and those things are important, but they're not, you know, sort of singular special accomplishments. And so, yeah, I do think it's potentially a problem for her. But, you know, keep in mind, we've still got a long ways to go. And if she doesn't have a serious primary, Republicans are going to have a pretty competitive primary, and she'll go into the general election at least a 50-50 shot to the President of the United States.
Taking a look at what's going on here statewide, obviously the border still a tremendously huge issue. Rick Perry's been getting a lot of great marks. And it seems like to me that even though he's this, you know, lame duck governor, he's not coming across that way to anyone here in the state or really anyone nationwide. They're looking at Rick Perry as, you know, this, you know, great leader right now as far as the border issues go. It's quite interesting.
It is. And obviously today he's going to make an announcement at 2:00, which Monitor is reporting that he is going to call up 1,000 Texas National Guard troops and put them on the border. He's been hinting at this for a few days, and he's been asked to do this by a number of conservative members of the Texas House. And I think he was waiting to see if the feds would do it, but President Obama's been dragging his feet on it. So, yeah, he's going to seize the national platform again today. And I just think, you know, the contrast between his leadership and Obama's is what's so striking.
Yeah.
That, you know, the day after the president was in Dallas doing a meeting on immigration, you know, he's going to coffee shops and barbecue joints, holding photo ops while Perry's down on the border with Sean Hannity, getting briefings, taking helicopter and boat tours of the Rio Grande River, looking at the border, you know, firsthand. So I just think that the contrast is striking, and today you're going to see him demonstrate executive leadership in a way the president is totally unwilling to do. And again, it certainly helps him politically, no question.
Yeah, you know, we've heard Greg Abbott and we've heard Wendy Davis talk a little bit about border issues, but the spotlight hasn't been on them as much as I think most people would expect. You know, they haven't been in the spotlight on the border issues as much. Is that by design? Is that, you know, maybe where Greg Abbott's coming from? Hey, Rick Perry's doing a great job. This does nothing but help me, so I'm just going to stay out of the way.
I think a little bit. You know, part of it is this is a present, you know, present crisis, right? It's not a future. It's not a future challenge we're going to face, but it's something that has to be dealt with right now, and it's a problem that falls in the lap of the current governor of Texas. It's not as much an issue for the candidates. Now, they have spoken up. Look, Abbott put a border security plan out, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago that was very detailed and comprehensive. And even Wendy Davis said that the president should have gone down to see the border firsthand. And I think she said that there should be a special session. I'm not quite sure why. What we would gain by having a special session, I guess it's to address the humanitarian aspect of this. But so, you know, they both have in a way weighed in on this to some extent. But yeah, you're right. They have been a little bit lower profile on this than maybe perhaps you might expect.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, tell folks what people can find on mustreadtexas.com today and throughout the week.
Yeah, Perry was in Iowa over the weekend doing a few events and is now back, of course, in Austin. So there's a couple stories from his time in Iowa. Apparently made a pretty good impression. A couple of his events in the Des Moines Register and another smaller paper in Iowa. There's also an interesting story in the Washington Post about the Obama administration being warned about this humanitarian crisis, this unaccompanied minors crisis, over a year ago. And there's an interesting story about that that has a Texas angle to it that's worth a read. You can find all that and a lot of more news at mustreadtexas.com.
All right, Matt Mikowiak, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ted.